In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Dear saints who have come to Calvary's holy mountain, you're ruined by the fall, but your Jesus brings healing. We consider especially today Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, right about verse 3 or so. When Jesus came down from the mountain, verse 1, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, if you will." It could be translated, "Lord, if you desire." "Lord, if you want, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and says, "I will. I want to. I desire to be clean." So, dear saints, what do you want? As you consider your body and your soul, as you go around your family and your friends and the people that you work with and their bodies and their souls, what do you want? What do you want gone? What do you want better? You want a stronger marriage or a marriage in the first place? You want a better job or a job in the first place? Do you want a little more time and a little more energy and a little more joy and a little more laughter and a little more sleep and a little more money and a lot less suffering and sadness and loneliness and struggling and despair and temptation and conflict coming your way and the ways of those that you love? Now, I think sometimes we know what we want. Oftentimes, though, I don't know if we exactly know what we want. There are stories in Scripture in which Jesus asks this very question. What do you want? You can say what you want to your Lord. Christian prayer is an amazing gift. God actually wants to hear what you want. He's interested in it. He cares about what you want because he cares about you. He loves you. You can assume that. And as we pray, you can assume about God what the two men in our gospel reading assumed about Jesus. Jesus can do it. Jesus is able. Jesus is powerful. "Lord, if you want, if you will, you can make me clean." And the man who was under authority and also had authority said to Jesus, "Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. I'm one who says go and they go. I'm one who says come and they come. I'm one who says do this and they'll do it. And I know you, Jesus, have all authority in heaven and on earth. When you say come, creation comes. And do this, creation does this." Christian prayer assumes that Jesus is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. But the foundation of prayer is not what do you want. It is faith. Faith like the leper had in our text. There is absolutely no doubt that he no longer wanted to be a leper. He was diseased, he was isolated, he was lonely, he was sick, and he doesn't want that anymore. There is no doubt about that. And there is no doubt that he knows that Jesus can. And yet he prays in faith and teaches you to pray, "Lord, if you want, you can make me clean." That's faith. Faith that knows that if Jesus wants to, then God be praised. And if Jesus doesn't want to, then God be praised. Jesus wants this leper clean. That's good. But there's also parts of Scripture, times like when the Apostle Paul prayed three times that a thorn in his flesh would be taken away, that his Lord said, I don't want to do exactly what you want, Paul. But I promise you, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. So how can we know what Jesus wants for us? We are all here gathered different and unique. The body of Christ, yes, but also individual members of one another. So a Christian sermon should not primarily focus on the thing that we want, because there's a lot of different wants in this room. But what Jesus wants for us all. Jesus wants you above all things, dear saints, no matter what is happening in your body and your soul, and no matter what is happening in the body and the souls of the people that you love, Jesus wants you to fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. All throughout this text regarding these two men, one with leprosy and one with a servant who is paralyzed and suffering terribly, Jesus shows that He wants us to believe in Him, to trust in His power and authority, and then also to trust in His mercy and His favor. Luther writes about this text, he says that there is nothing that pleases our Lord God more than when we believe and trust in Him from the heart. It isn't in the beautiful temples, it isn't in the splendid shiny works, Luther says, but rather the inner devotion of the heart. That is faith. The text reveals, truly I tell you, Jesus will say, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. Go, Jesus says, let it be done for you as you have believed. Faith is the foundation of prayer. Faith is the foundation of worship. Faith is the foundation of the good works that you do. Faith that you are pleasing to God because of what Jesus has done, and then you want to do God-pleasing things too. Faith is the foundation of hope and love in the midst of things that are happening to you that you don't want. And faith can be summed up in this way. What Jesus wants is good. What Jesus desires is beautiful. What Jesus wills is that you not be destroyed. Faith can be summed up in this way, saying, I trust what Jesus wants. I want what Jesus wants. I desire what Jesus desires. It doesn't mean that it has to make sense to you. For Naaman the leper, he was told to go wash in the Jordan River seven times, and his leprosy would be cured, cleansed. But the Jordan River was dirty and small, much more impressive places. The prophet could have come out and made big signs and cleansed the leprosy. It didn't make sense for him. Naaman had to be told by the little girl first, and then he had to be told again, and then he had to be told again because he didn't initially believe it, that God had attached his promise for Naaman to that water in the Jordan River. So, dear saints, if Jesus says it, then want that. It is good. When you are praying the Lord's Prayer, God is changing your wants to line up with what He wants, because it is always good. We often want and desire for ourselves and the ones that we love to be happy. But you need to remember that you are often a very poor judge on what makes you happy. We need to be reminded that God constantly is changing our wants because our wants are so often soiled with sin. What we want is often wrong. What we want might hurt others. So instead, pray. Pray for the things that you want, but say it this way: Lord, if you want, you are able. And be always strengthened to remember that Jesus wants things for you too. He wants the leper clean. And this word that is translated as I will, I want, I desire, it has an assumption behind it that if Jesus wants it, then he's going to do something that's going to make it happen. Jesus wants, and the leper is clean. Jesus wants, and you are clean because of the word that he has spoken to you. John chapter 15, you are clean. He did something to make you clean. Like take on all of your dirt and all of your shame and all of your filth and receive the wrath of God that you deserve. He did something to make you clean, like baptize you, give you his word, give you his body and his blood that begins to create in you a clean heart. And there's so many wonderful, beautiful comforts in Scripture that reveal to you what God wants. Like it is God's will to unite all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. All things united in Christ. God wanted it, and so he did something to make it happen. Jesus came from heaven to earth to be lifted up on a cross, making peace between God and man, heaven and earth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. God is at peace with you. Heaven and earth is united in Christ. God has goodwill towards you, good desires, good wants. Believe those things. Jesus wants that. He wants you to trust in that, especially in the times when you are not getting what you want. God wants you strengthened here, today, this place. You, right there, Jesus is here, heaven is here, united in earth, united in Christ. The Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is here, heaven and earth, united here, in Christ, bringing you heavenly blessings and heavenly peace and heavenly joy and heavenly strength with the promise that you are gathered together with the heavenly angels and the heavenly archangels and all the company of heaven. That's what Jesus wants. Come to Calvary's holy mountain, sinners ruined by the fall. That's where Jesus wants you to come. Do this, and he does it. Do this in remembrance of me. That's what Jesus wants. Your sins forgiven. He gives you a pastor to proclaim that, so that you might be sure and certain that it is just as valid in heaven itself. That's what Jesus wants. And you also have a great responsibility as a Christian, because God gives you his word. He tells you exactly what he wants you to believe, and exactly what he wants you to do. Like love your neighbor as yourself. You are pleasing to your Lord. So do God-pleasing things. If Jesus wants it, then it is good. And remember that as Luther said, that nothing pleases your Lord God more than when you believe in him and trust in him from the heart. It isn't in the beautiful temples or the splendid, shiny good works, but rather the inner devotion of faith, the heart. So what do you want? You can pray. Jesus wants to hear what you want. He's interested in you. And Jesus wants you to want what he wants too. His will is good, his desires are beautiful, and he can change what you want to be what he wants, so that you too want good and beautiful things. In Jesus' name, amen.